Dreamscape presents A Commission on Murder by Cheryl Thomas, narrated by Hope Shangle. Prologue. Friday morning, November 10. The rifle was heavy. Slippery, wet leaves and tree roots made slow going, and weak sunshine did nothing to dispel the cold. It was a perfect day for correcting mistakes, clearing accounts. A perfect day for hunting. Too bad the hunter hadn't planned better, but some things couldn't be helped. When life hands you the perfect opportunity, you take your shot, so to speak. Overhead, southbound Canada geese called to each other in a crashing chorus, but the hunter wasn't tempted. 5 minutes later, the desired target came into view, still far away but well within range. Turn around. Let me see your face. So, not the perfect opportunity after all. The bastard wouldn't turn around. The hunter took the shot anyway. Perfect. Chapter 1.
He can't be dead,
Grace Reagan said.
Looks dead to me.
The police officer standing beside her sounded pleased. Corporal Aiden Banks hated being bored in a murder guaranteed excitement. Much better than writing parking tickets and wrangling drunk tourists.
Maybe I didn't do CPR long enough? I should try again.
He's gone.
Banks kept a wary eye on the tall woman who stood next to him, shivering in the brisk autumn breeze. He'd put his uniform jacket over her shoulders when he found her pumping the dead man's chest in a frenzy.
You did what you could,
he added. But only because he didn't want her to freak out until someone who outranked him arrived to take over.
He was fine when I talked to him a couple of hours ago,
Grace insisted.
Not fine now.
There was no denying it. The man laying on the scraggly grass behind the decrepit house in the middle of nowhere was dead.
Look, Aiden, I know I need to stay here, but could you check his pockets? He should have a contract with him, and I have to get it.
Banks didn't bother telling her no. She knew better, but she had to try.
Sorry, I know you can't. I'm just going in the house to wash my hands.
No.
They heard sirens, still far off, but getting closer.
I've got blood everywhere. I'm a mess. Look at me.
Ordinarily, Grace, with her curly dark hair and wide blue eyes, wasn't hard to look at. But today wasn't ordinary. Unable to produce a response that wouldn't cause trouble, Banks remained stoically silent. He sacrificed his
Sample complete. Ready to continue?